Let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is He. The Lord of Lords Supreme. Throughout eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the light, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. Let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings is He. Throughout eternity, the great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. One more time, hallelujah. Let's talk about Jesus. Throughout eternity, the great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more.
I want to sing page 91, hey. I Need Thee, hey, the key, man, of G.
Amen.
Page 95, I'm sorry. I Need Thee.
I Need Thee.
I Need Thee, oh, I Need Thee. Every hour I need Thee, so bless me now, my Savior, as I come to
I am just so grateful to be
here.
And I want to give praises and honor to the Lord because it's He that has guided me.
Right.
And I'm going to go just a little bit beyond.
Okay. Come on, take another step.
Every moment.
Every.
I need the Lord.
Every.
I need Him all the time.
Right.
And I thank Him. And I just want to let Him know and let the church, the world know He is my salvation.
Amen.
He is my guidance.
Yes.
And I'm going to even go as another word.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you know, I thank Him for the rebukes. It's hard to take sometimes. But with that guidance, I cannot go wrong.
Okay.
And I also want to thank my husband for helping me to look over me. You know, my father, my mom, they have guided me as well. And I just, I'm just so full.
Amen.
I am so full.
Praises.
And the music, the songs, the ministry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I thank you.
Talk about it.
Thank you. Amen. God bless you. The bombs.
Come on. That's all right. That's all right.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. This is half observation, half testimony, but for all of us who were here Wednesday, notice nobody testified. And Pastor has told us to behave, and we still don't listen when we get up and testify. That's just a way of saying, you know, to me it was saying God's in this place and He orders it.
Amen.
And even though Pastor's not here today, we know it's not Pastor's, God and Pastor that's preaching.
Amen.
And God's in whatever brother preaches today, no question asked, we're going to get fed the same. And that is a rest that most people don't have.
True.
And I guarantee, you know, half our brothers could be on a fishing trip and God's going to lay it on somebody and we'll still get the same word we're supposed to get.
Right.
And because it's the same God. And that's, you can't get that everywhere.
No. You know? You can't.
And that's just awesome. Amen. Not a testimony, just an observation.
Amen. God bless you.
I just wanted to get up here because last time I called for the restoration in the body for our loved ones. You know, Anna still can't see right now in this moment, but that can change at any time. I've never met Adam, but Adam's going to come and I'm going to get to actually meet him sometime in the near future. Michael, all of these people in the body that aren't here, you know, even Sister Dawn and Brother John, they aren't here right now, but they are going to be reunited with us as well. We're all going to come together. Everybody, you know, even, you know, with people that might have kids or aunts and uncles or something that maybe they ain't talked to in a while. If it's in your heart, they're going to come back. We're going to be reunited. We're all going to, we're going to find that because God's promised. And we're going to stand on that, what you call for, what we say, and we're going to be whole, and we're going to bring on that rapture.
Yeah.
And it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be, we're getting closer and closer.
Amen.
And you know, that song, He has blessed us. He has blessed us with His amazing grace and mercy. And the mere fact that He has that and that He has given it unto us to give for other people. It's not just for us. He's already washed us.
Yeah.
But so that we can give the mercy to other people. I mean, I'm going into situations where normally I would have felt certain ways, and I'm like, I can see God.
That's right.
I can see God moving, and I have a rest. I don't need to be upset. I don't need to worry about it.
Right.
Because
that's right.
He's Amen. Already provided. And I'm grateful to be here to hear the word and get my next marching orders.
Amen.
Amen. God bless Sister Vaughn. It was good to be here this morning. I'm grateful for a lot of things. This is just a beautiful day to be able to serve the Lord. You know, today is my 18-year anniversary.
Oh man,
made it 18 years. You know, my wife would say we made it because of the word, and I'd say we made it because of the word. You know, anybody that's married would say you made it because of the word.
Right.
You know? We've had great days and we've had good days, but we've made it all because of the word. So
right.
I praise God for that. You know, I was thinking about, you know, what we get here. And I thought, you know, even when the sister was testifying about what will come to pass and what will become up. But when we speak things, that we say it as though it's already happened. You know, that's the basis of faith.
Right.
I'm speaking, I'm believing things as though it's already happened.
Yeah.
You know, I'm speaking the rapture because it's going on right now.
By revelation.
By revelation. You know, Brother Branham had a story about a brother that was blind and he healed the brother.
Yeah.
Healed the brother at the meeting. He said, "You're healed, brother."
Yeah.
And that brother went on. He was blind. He was blind to the rest of the world.
Right.
He kept walking around. He was at the barbershop. And they started to kind of almost pick on him a little bit.
Said,
"I thought Brother Branham healed you." He said, he did.
"He did.
He did heal me."
Yeah.
And at that moment, that brother got up and was able to see and ran off.
Amen.
He was healed. But what I'm getting at is that sometimes we think about things in the far off. Like when I claim things, I'm not claiming my loved ones that hopefully I'll get them. I'm not hoping that I'm going to get them. I already know I got them.
Yeah.
I'm not hoping that I make it to heaven. I know I'm going to heaven. I'm not hoping that I got a revelation. I know I got a revelation.
Amen.
When I talk about my loved ones, I'm claiming them as though it's already happened.
Yeah.
I'm not waiting for anything else to happen for them to happen to see them.
That's right.
I claim my loved ones.
Yeah.
There's not nothing else I got to work up to get to.
I've already got them.
I claim my healing. You know what? You got to do that even in marriage. You got to do that in life. Sometimes it looks dark. Sometimes it looks cloudy. But I'm speaking like Pastor Moore said. The sun is always shining.
Amen.
It's still shining.
For me.
Whether I see it or not, I got to claim that thing and step out on that thing. But that's how believers believe.
Right.
You come to church, you don't know who's preaching, but you believe God's going to speak.
Yeah.
You come to church and you don't know what God's going to do, but you know he's going to move.
Yeah.
That same childlike faith that I have with the Word of God is I got on every single step of my life.
Yeah.
I expect him to move.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. But, you know, that gets me stirred up because I go, well, who is here? You know, who is going to speak? God is going to speak.
Amen.
We understand that by revelation that God is in the man.
Amen.
That he's going to speak. And, you know, and they even said that, you know, the brother was talking about thinking not strange. I don't think it's strange that I'm going to see God.
No.
I expect to see God.
Amen.
I'm not even surprised when he shows up.
Right.
Because I expected him to be here. I've been looking for him the whole time. That's how it is on healings. I expect to heal.
Amen.
I'm not surprised when it shows up.
No.
When I go to the doctor and they go, well, it must have been a mistake. It ain't no mistake.
Right.
When I go there and they say something's changed, it ain't no mistake. I expected God to move.
I know what I know.
When I look at 18 years and I look at it and I say, God has brought me through 18 years.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. I expected God to move.
That's right.
Matter of fact, when I go through things, you know what I do?
Amen.
I turn it over to the Lord and I let him work it out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how I expect God to move. I expect God to move on all things. And I look at this and I go, this is just another manifestation
of
what I have already expected. When I read through the Bible and I see the scriptures that are talking about me, guess what? They've been expecting me to show up for a
long
time.
Amen.
And I'm here now. I'm here now. We're here now.
Right.
You know, through the ages, without us, they can't be made perfect.
Right.
They died hoping, believing that somewhere along the line there would be a group like this that would be able to show up and speak like we speak.
She's here.
They're not surprised that they see us.
No.
They're expecting us.
Right.
They're waiting on our every word and our every breath. So I come here expecting.
Amen.
I come here excited. I'm coming here looking forward to whatever God said. Sister Clarice, this is the moment we've all been waiting for. See, I got too much scripture. I got too much word. I got too much. And I could see, you know, and I'll let Sister Joyce sing, but I could see why the brothers on Wednesday night were getting excited.
Yeah.
This is a good group to preach in front of.
Yeah.
This is a group of believers that knows what it is.
Right.
Amen.
That can see this thing, that can pull. If you got an ounce of God, I'm going to pull it out. If you got a pound of God, I'm going to pull it out. If you got 100 pounds of God, I'm going to pull it out. Whatever you got, I'm going to pull it out. Why? Because God is counseling with himself.
Yes.
Amen. See, that's the deep calling to the deep. Is God pulling the God out?
Himself.
He amens himself. That's why Brother Childers could say, I love to hear a man that knows what he's talking about.
Right.
Why? He was saying, I want to hear somebody that sounds like me.
He knew what he's talking about.
What he's talking about. See, that's how we get stirred up. So when somebody sounds like us and they start preaching like us, I get excited.
Yeah.
That's why they didn't even know what to do to themselves. The one brother at the end, he was like, I want to say something, but I can't. He was just moving around, just excited. Why? This is a good group to be in front
of. Amen.
In that same sense, as exciting as it can be to be in front of a group like this, you better have the goods when you get in here.
Yeah.
Right.
You better have the goods when you step in front of this group. This ain't kindergarten. This is professional level here. This is doctorates.
Amen.
We know when you're off. We know when you're not quoting it right. We
right.
know when you're not reading the scripture right. We know when you got the interpretation wrong. We know when you're trying to put law on me. We know when you went out of grade. We know we see it all.
Yeah.
So that's why Pastor Moore ain't nervous about anybody that gets up in the pulpit. This is a trained group of people.
Yes.
This is a good group. So I praise God to be among one of them that knows what it is. Go ahead, Sister Joyce.
Amen.
I want to thank God this morning. You know, my flesh is
I always mind my place, and I'm just, you know, sitting over there, and I said, no, I'm not going to get up unless God told me. And her brother said, shake my hands, and asking me, like, do you have a song today? I said, I don't have my song with another. I don't wanna disobey God. I wanna obey God, you know. And I'm thinking, yeah. Oh my goodness. I said, he didn't ask me every day or every single time. You know, I'm so thankful that I'm here under the fountain of this adulterated pure, you know, God. And I'm so blessed, you know, to see this message, you know, to God reveal it to me. And all the time, and then I'm thinking like, oh my God, I'm so thankful. And all those message believers out there even seeing me right now, like, they're always, you know, they're always like, you know, like about this message, this and that, like, no, I'm here. And so I am beyond blessed. So I'm Amen. Just going to go ahead and song. Yeah. But it said, God in flesh right there telling me to sing, so I will sing.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Hallowed be thy name, Jehovah God, you reign, and you will never change, O Lord, forever you're the same. Hallowed be thy name, Jehovah God, you reign. Chains, oh Lord, forever you're the same. Jehovah Jireh, you supply my every need. Jehovah Rapha, perfect health you give to me. Hallowed be thy name, Jehovah God, you reign, and you will never change, O Lord, forever you're the same. God, you reign, and you will never change, O Lord, forever you're the same. Jehovah Mekadesh, you're the one who makes me to me. Hallowed be thy name, Jehovah God, you reign, and you will never change, O Lord, or God, you reign, and you will never change, oh Lord, forever you're the same, and you will never change, oh Lord, forever you're the same.
I just had a thought and I wanted to express it. God expects us to do what he says he wants us to do.
Right.
And come on, my mind is God puts something on your heart and he wants you to do it. He expects you to do it.
Right.
Not just wants you to do it. He expects you to do it.
Sure.
Because it's not complete until you do.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Right.
So what God was talking to me back there says, whatever you feel in your heart, do it.
Right.
No matter what. God's behind us 100%.
Right.
Amen. We're God.
Amen.
What's on your heart is on what's God's heart.
Amen.
And if he wants something, he expects you to say it to him. He expects you to do it, no matter what it is. And I just thank God that he's given us that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a peace because it's in, we're God. And what we feel to do, we do. 100%.
Yep.
And I love this because it's peace. It's,
yes, it is.
I can't express no more than what I really, because there's so many words I want to say,
right.
And things go through my mind so fast, I can't say them. Because one thought goes to another thought goes to another thought. But anyway, the point is this, is that whatever God's on your heart, whatever God puts on your heart, let's do it.
Let's just do it.
Because it is God's way. And I love this truth. I love this message. I love these people in this message. Because you can't not love the people.
Right.
You love the people because the people, you understand what I mean. Because it takes the people to give to God. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Right.
And yes, this is the best place there ever was and ever will be here in one sense of the word with this flesh, this kind of flesh. But we'll change and it'll be better over there. That's here nor there. But there's no other better place than being here.
That's right.
This is where you get your guidance. This is where you get correction. This is where you get
your
praise. See, God will praise you too. He really will. He does it all the time. And he also corrects. So God wants what he wants, and he'll get it no matter what. And I'm thank God I'm here because there's no better place. I feel like and we just need to come out more.
Right.
We need to let that God in us to really express himself out, because thoughts don't do it. Actions mean louder than words. You have to express it. And the only way you're going to express it is by voicing it, because the spoken word is original seed, and he's never changed that, ever. And I'm thank God that we have the ability to do it here. We have that. We have that peace that we can speak what's on our heart. And if you don't, You're just hurting yourself.
Right. That's right.
Right.
That's
you really
right.
are. You need to just say what you feel to say, because ain't no worry about it. I'm just thank God I'm here. Maybe. I really do, more than I can even say, because it's just, and I just want to express that what God put on my heart to say. So this is it.
Amen. Amen. Let me say something real quick here.
Okay.
Let me jump in front of you since Ted said that, you know, we expect God to move.
Yeah.
And he expects us to move.
Right.
Kind of go both ways, you know.
Yeah.
They say it's hard to love somebody don't love you.
Yeah.
Hard to obey somebody won't obey you. Hard to respect somebody that won't respect you,
right.
you know.
That's true.
But I'm thankful that it's just so
simple. You know, simple common sense,
right,
which is pretty uncommon these days. But, you know, I mean, that's the word of God. It's simple. It's plain. It's nothing hard. It's nothing I have to work up to. You know, even talking about a few weeks ago, talking about a revelation of faith. Well, he's got to give that.
He's got to give it. Yeah.
You know, I can't work it up. I can't muster it up. I can believe God, and I do believe God. I can't help but believe God. That's all I got in me. How can God not believe God?
Right.
How can he deny himself? So I'm thankful for the simplicity of it. I'm thankful I'm 100% God.
Right.
Yeah. I'm thankful I'm 100% man.
Right.
I understand that.
You think, well, how can you be thankful? Well, that's God today. That's where he's manifested in through man. I'm not ashamed of being a man. I am man. I can change my mind. And I do change my mind all the time. I'm up and down, in and out. My emotions are all over the place all the time. But that's the man part.
Right.
That's part of being a man, you know. But I'm thankful I've got 100% God to keep all that straight,
right,
to call to me,
yes,
to lead me, to guide me.
Sure.
And like Brother Ted was saying, you know, that's how he leads you. He puts something on your heart. You know, Brother Moore has told us for years, if you see it, it's yours.
Right.
Well, there's a reason you see it. There's a reason it's on your heart. And, you know, we try to make it so hard. We try to second-guess God, you know. And you think about how that he said, take no thought. And because as soon as you put your thought on it, you're going to mess it up. You're going to start doubting and fearing. You know, I had Maverick on my tractor the other day. And he was driving it. I was sitting in the seat. He was driving it. And he'd raise and lower the bucket. You know, he'd backward, forward, turn around, weaving it out of trees and everything. I was just sitting there. And that's a child.
Yeah.
Has no fears, no inhibitions. He hadn't thought about running into a tree yet. He hadn't lived long enough to even know what that would be or the consequence of it or anything, you know. And I think Caleb, I had him on my bobcat when he was 9 years old by himself, backfilling, you know, foundations. And but he didn't have all those fears.
Right.
He didn't have all the anxiety that, you know, we who have had a chance to think about things seem to have, you know. So I'm thankful. You know, more and more, I'm looking at the simplicity, right, at just simply living, mm-hmm, just simply, if you see it, it's yours. If it's something on your heart, it's God.
Right.
You know, of course, you weigh it by the word. Not everything comes on your heart, it's God. But, you know, if it matches the word, that's something, right, Brother Childers always said all the time. You know, if it doesn't match the word. And then if it was kind of, you know, a little more personal or something, he said, weigh it out in your own spirit.
Right.
Make your decision, go with it. You know? I mean, it's too simple for us, I think, sometimes.
Sure.
You know, if I want a healing, believe God for it.
Right, believe
it. You know, from the time you believe it, confess with your heart, you know, believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, from then on, you're looking for it any second.
Yeah. Right.
Any second from that point on.
Absolutely.
You know, that's the word. It may be not our thoughts all the time. Well, I got to do something else, or I didn't live good enough, or I got to pray more, or I got to confess it more. No, from the first time you confessed it.
Right.
You know, God took you at your word when you said, I believe that. That's nothing but the truth.
Right.
And he burned out that old nature and gave you the Holy Spirit. You know, that was your last opinion. From then on, it's him.
Right.
He's the control tower. He leads you and guides you from then on. There's no ifs about it. Satan is out of the picture. The old soul's out of the picture. Can never come back. You know, the old husband can never be resurrected again.
Right.
And I'm so thankful that I know these things.
Right.
That I walk by faith. I can't help but walk by faith. You know, I used to read Romans. It said, therefore now, no condemnation to them who walk not after the flesh.
Right.
I used to read law in that all the time. Well, if I'm walking after the flesh, you know, it's not God.
Condemnation.
You know,
yeah.
But no, to him that walketh not, that's the believer.
Right.
That's the born again believer. He don't walk out of the flesh.
No.
He doesn't do
that. He can't. He can't do it anymore. Walking out of the flesh, you need an old soul to do that. Yeah. Can't do that with a new soul.
Right.
You know, but it just, you know, I guess that it's just that, you know, I think about these things a lot. And, you know, especially when I get here. And I look at tradition that we've had for so long, and I look at how that we just bogged down with it, seemed like, have been, and it comes creeping back. It does to me, in my mind, in my flesh man. I think, well, I got to measure up to this. I got to measure up to that. I've got to, you know, I could never be Brother Jay. No way in the world. I wouldn't even try.
Right. No.
I couldn't be Brother Jim. No. I couldn't be Brother Ted. I couldn't be anybody.
Right.
And I look up to all these men. But I've got, you know, I'm me.
Right.
And thank God I'm me, because that's exactly what God wanted.
Amen.
You know? And that goes for every one of us.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we just, I don't know. Let Satan throw us around a little bit.
Yeah, I don't want to.
But in another sense, we throw him around all the time.
Right. All the time.
Because every time we come back and we get with
Amen.
This word, puts him right on his backside.
Right.
Well, I'm thankful for the truth.
Yes.
I'm thankful for this body.
Yes.
You know, I look at our testimonies, and we do just speak what's on our heart.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it's off key a little bit, who cares?
Right.
You're talking about the bride.
Yeah.
You know, if my wife does something that you don't like, keep your hands off her.
That's right.
You
that's
know,
right.
And God's the same way.
Right.
I'll take care of what needs to be taken care of.
Right.
And things that need to go on in this body, I'll take care of it. He's got it.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
You know, he doesn't part have. He doesn't have it sometimes. You got it all the time.
Right.
You say, well, you know, this or that or in and out or whatever. You know, God's got it all.
Right.
He's got his bride. You know, I keep thinking about Brother Moore's toys in the
driveway.
And I think, Lord ain't worried about that.
No.
He's not worried about your little isms and schisms and the way you look or the way people think about you. He's not worried about that a bit.
No.
He's got this bride.
Right.
And this bride's marching on.
Amen.
I mean, she's steady. She's strong. She's something else. Don't underestimate yourself. Don't sell yourself short. You are something else.
Amen.
You believe this word. You can identify with this word. That is all you need.
Amen.
And that's not
Amen.
Making excuses. That's just all you need.
That is
all you need.
That's all he's looking at. You know, sometimes your wife, I remember Sister Elise said something to Brother Jeremiah. He told us, don't you worry about that. I'm not looking at that. I don't care about that. You shouldn't be either. You know, and we're the same way when we come to the Word. If he's not worried about it, I'm not worried about it.
Right.
If he's not worried about it, it's nothing to be worried about.
Right.
So I'm thankful. I appreciate this fresh water coming in and out.
Amen.
It stirs your heart. It you think about things, and you know, as what they say and the way they bring it up. You know, just that there, we knew that. 100% God, 100% man.
Right.
We knew that, but we know it better now.
Oh, yeah.
We can look 100%. At it again, fresh.
Amen.
You know, and just the way they bring things up. You know, it's not to say we say the same thing over and over. We don't.
Yeah.
But you know, that fresh water, it's just invigorating.
Amen.
And I appreciate it very much.
Amen.
You know, I love my wife.
Oh, yeah.
I love my children. I love my grandchildren. I love my life.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Amen.
Well, you're not rich. I love my wife. My life.
Right.
Or you're not poor. I love my life.
Yeah.
Right. Because it's what God has provided.
Yeah.
And I enjoy that. You know, sometimes I don't get always what I want, but I enjoy my life.
Amen.
We were looking at pictures of Ireland, you know, this morning, and you know, the Facebook thing, they bring back memories, and enjoyed that time.
Right.
But you know, I enjoy this time.
Amen.
I enjoy every time I meet, you know, and, you know, it's kind of drag on, but, you know, I'm trying to get my thought across.
That's all right.
Get it.
I'm trying to let us know to just live.
Yeah.
Trying to let us know, you know, just love one another.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
In spite of things that don't go your way, in spite of things you don't like, you know, I can still love you. You know,
Amen.
Brother Bram said he could differ with a man far from the east to the west and not have one feeling in his heart.
Right.
I can say I love people. I love humanity. And that much more, I love this body.
Amen.
Yeah. And differences, I got differences of daylight to dark in here.
Right.
But you know what? I can love you.
Right.
Above it all, and have a real revelation, real understanding to love, of what love is.
Right.
You know, we think, you know, you love me, I'll love you back. That's not love.
No.
Love's unconditional.
Right.
Love is real. And it really takes a revelation to understand it.
Right.
It really does. You know, when somebody says they love me in the world, I think, yeah, how long is that going to last? Till the first thing you don't like about me, you know.
Yeah, and then now you don't love me anymore.
But I'm so thankful to have a solid absolute.
Right.
An absolute.
Amen.
That never changes.
Right.
You know, everything changes except this one thing.
Right.
Except the Word of God lives and abides forever.
Right.
I'm the Lord thy God, and I change not.
Amen.
Sister Clarice?
Now.
Yeah.
Now.
Sorry.
Now.
Now or not?
Amen. I do have a song for the Lord. So,
amen.
Come on, AJ. We're going to sing a song. But last night I was going through some papers, and I came across a poem that I would like to read for the Lord that to edify his body. It goes like this. It's called "You See, I Have a Secret."
Yeah.
Here it goes. Once you have a revelation, you're never quite the same. You may wear the same old shoes and go by the same old name. But on the inside, the Creator sits enthroned, extending my hands to every man, reaching out to everyone. All mashed up, the Father and I, Jesus said we'd be. And lo and behold, sure enough, that's exactly what's happened to me. Who would have guessed on planet Earth God would walk again? Seen yet unseen to the race of man, sheathed in one of them. A corn of wheat has fallen, planted in the dirt. Now his seed has sprouted over all the earth. God's dirty little secret, the mystery of him revealed, visible of the invisible, opened seven seals. So much is happening. Heaven's being hushed as the Son of Man, God's master plan, lives out in all of us.
Right.
A little piece of heaven. Now is mine, all mine. You see, I know a secret. Okay, we're going to play. You know, God's going to get this done.
Yeah.
He didn't send a prophet, let those people die with the scent of their own blood in their noses for no reason.
Right.
He has a start and he has a finish. Amen. And so I don't ever want to forget that. That what he starts, he's going to get done.
Amen.
Whether it feels like it's getting done or not. He didn't do all this for nothing. And lo and behold, here we are at the end of the sentence. This is the hour, Jay, we've been waiting for.
Right.
This is the culmination of everything. Just think, you would have never thought you're the master. But you're the masterpiece. So down that line, we thought we'd say a little something. Pray. I'm ready as I'm gonna do.
All right.
He who began a good work in good work in your will be faithful to complete it. Will be faithful to complete it. He who started the work will be faithful to complete it. Faithful to be faithful to complete it. He who started the work will be faithful to complete it. And you, and you, and you.
I was thinking when they were saying three things, God in simplicity, God interpreting his word by bringing it to pass, and not worrying about the vessel. And I was thinking about that. It kind of fell into place for me right there, that I was thinking that the first time Jesus came, the very people who were looking for the Messiah, Jews, missed him because he didn't come the way they thought he should, the way their church had taught them to do. And they missed it because it didn't, everything was done, but God brought it to pass exactly the way he intended in simplicity. Right. Then look at us. Right. The whole church world is preaching the return of the Son of Man. Right. Jesus is coming back. Here we are, and they can't see it because we're not what their minds thought we should be. We didn't come the way they thought, and they're totally missing it. And it's just God in simplicity, his word being brought forth. And when the ministry was saying that, when the body was saying that, it was like, that's just perfect. It just fits right into place, of right across the board. It's God in simplicity, and we are the interpretation of what God meant when he said the return of the Son of Man.
Right.
You ever want to know it? Just look at yourself. Look in the mirror. Amen. There is the interpretation of the Word of God.
That's right.
Amen. Isaiah, you'll be the last one. You know, My issue hasn't ever been expressing myself. It's just trying to find the right time to get into this crowd here. And, you know, all the testimonies were just so beautiful. And, you know, it is really simple.
Amen.
It's as simple as being able to just recognize your day in this message. That's right. That's awesome. I had nothing to do with anything else. That's right. I just woke up to the fact that my life lines up to the word. To the T.
Right.
The spoken word's always been the original seed, and we are to speak. That's a requirement in this place. And, you know, I can't put it into words what he's done for me this week, but I just want to praise him. I have a song on my heart. It seems like everybody's got a song, so I've been practicing on my uke, and this song's been easy to sing, but it's been hard for me to play and sing, but I want to overcome that fear and do it in front of my brothers and sisters that I love so much. It's Kia C, if you want to follow along. If I ask for things that I should not ask for, if I pray for things selfishly, if I ask for myself and not for my neighbor, take this veil from my eyes and let me see. Not my will, but thine be done. Pray, Jesus. Same prayer be mine every day. When this road
of flesh that I wear makes me falter. Guide my steps, hold my hand all the way. When my pathway is dark and my heart gets so weary, if I seek for an easier way, if I worry because my load gets too heavy, make this to walk in thy way. Not my will, but thine be done. Pray, Jesus, may his same prayer be mine every day. When this road of flesh that I wear makes me falter, guide my steps, hold my hand all the way. Guide my steps, hold my hand all the way.
Amen.
Amen. Sing page 191. God has smiled on me in the key of G. Get him up. Remember those that are not here.
Right.
We've got some in and out for different reasons. Remember them in prayer. Never want to forget Sister Anna in prayer. Open up her eyes.
Amen.
Open up our eyes as well. Let us
Amen.
See what God's doing. Appreciate that song. God has smiled on me.
Good to be home.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Yes, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me.
A light unto,
a light unto my path is he. Without him I would fall. I don't know what he means to you, but to me he's my all.
guide unto my path. He is a light unto my path. Without him I would fall. I don't know what he is to you, but to me he's my all and all. Yes, God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me, source of all my joy. He is the source of all my joy. He fills me with his love. Everything that I should need, he sends it down from above. Yes, God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good. Yes, he's been good. Yes, he's been good to me.
Dear God, thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for being so good to us. Thank you for supplying all of our needs, taking care of us, leading and guiding us. Thank you for giving us a revelation. Thank you for the word of the hour. Thank you for letting us see the things that we see, for being able to look into the book. And Lord, thank you for the service this morning and the testimonies and the songs. Lord, you're worthy to be praised. Have your way at the preaching part of the service, Lord. Use my hands, my eyes, my mouth, Lord. Have your way. As a man, can't say anything that in one sense would edify, Lord, but you know what we need. And Lord, we're depending and counting on you. And Lord, be with your bride around the world, Lord, as they have their services. Bless their services, Lord. Preach, touch, move, as you always do. Be with Brother George in Africa, Lord. Touch his body, touch his needs. And yes. Touch Sister Anna and her eyes and her body. Yes. Touch Sister Moore's eyes. And yes. Thank you for Sister Sway being back there, Lord. Continue to bless her. Thank you for touching Brother Trevor, Lord. We ask that you continue to bring healing to his body.
Yes.
Be with those, Lord, that are getting over COVID, Lord. Thank you for getting us through that, Lord. Touch their bodies. And Lord, give Brother Moore and Brother Doug a safe journey home.
Yes.
Lord, once again, as we approach the preaching part of the service, have your way. Thank you for your love, mercy, and grace. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and ask. Amen. You may be seated. Good to see everybody out this morning.
Amen. Amen.
We've been having church.
Amen. That's why.
Every service we have church.
Amen.
Been enjoying the services.
Yes.
Up, down, left, right.
Yes. Right.
Different testimonies, different preaching. Enjoyed our brother Wednesday night, Brother Steve Carousel, I think is his last name. Enjoyed his message, thinking not strange.
Right.
And as he said, and Brother Moore closed with, you know, we're 100% God, 100% man. It's a nice revelation to have. And I was thinking this morning, as Brother Destin made that comment, that's really what God's always wanted to be.
Yeah.
If I really thought about it.
Yeah.
He's always been God, but he wanted to become man.
Right.
He wanted to be able to touch things, see things, smell things, enjoy his creation, and have fellowship with man. So we thank God for that revelation.
Amen.
And thank God for being back here. Thank God for health and strength. got people out, but God's watching over us. He's the healer. The devil can't even touch us without his permission. I like being able to remind the devil of that. The Lord's got, he's got the whole world in his hands. That song we used to sing. And he's not lost one of his. He's not lost touch with one of his or lost where they're at. So we thank God for that. Don't forget the announcements. We got a special birthday party coming up for Brother Lockett.
Amen.
One of our elders, deacons. So I think that's July 2nd. And that's here, Sister Michelle? No, it's at your place. Knew that. So we'll get a little bit more detail on that going forward. And then July 10th, we're down to Little Bethlehem. And then later in July, I think it's the 22nd, if I got that wrong, but it's a Friday, we'll be going to Brother Caleb and Sister Andrew's house and having a good time. So keep those things in mind.
Amen.
I know Brother Moore and Brother Doug are in D.C. They were helping Sister Mel move a few things here. So
yes.
They're probably on their way home or on getting ready to leave, no doubt. And I think they planned on listening in. I don't know how to turn this off. Sister Moore, do you mind turn that off for me? That's okay. No worries. It's not that big a deal, but God is good to us, and we always have good services. Been enjoying the visitors, I really have. You know, it's good to see a variety of water in, water out, as we always say, and then it's just a nice variety. God's not the same in every person, and it wouldn't be as fun if he was, really, to be honest with you. It wouldn't be as enjoyable. So it's nice to see that, and the different words we've got. It's been a blessing. And, you know, Wednesday night, we didn't even have all of our people here, but this church was packed. Probably the most packed I've ever seen on a Wednesday since I've been to church here. And I've been going to church here a long time, so God's good to us. And I thank God for the word of the hour and what we've been here and preached, and got a little thought this morning. I'm excited about it. And you know, I say that, only that with also knowing God's got to be the one that expresses it. I'm excited just because I studied it, but he's got to be the one that says it, Brother Dustin, put it all together. But I'm excited, and I thank God for that. I'm not putting that down. But I will tell you another thing that means more to me. Because let come what may. Let me every once in a while fall down, so to speak. Maybe I do get a little weak because I'm 100% man. But the thing I rejoice in is, despite all that, my name is written in heaven.
Amen.
Oh, that's a good thing to know. That's what Jesus is even telling him. It's good these devils are subject to you. But don't get so excited about that. The thing you're going to want to really rejoice on is, I'm going to make a way for you to get to heaven. No matter what comes, no matter how good days are there, how many good days there are, how many bad days there are, oh, your names are written on the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
That means I saw you before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
That means I already predestinated you. That means I foreknew you.
Right.
Oh, that means you were part of me.
Amen.
That means you came for me and you can't be lost.
Amen.
Oh, that's what I'm rejoicing about this morning. Do you realize there's a group of people whose name's written in heaven that can never be removed? Think about that. If your name's on the Lamb's Book of Life, and my Bible tells me that there's a group of people that had their names put on that before the foundation of the world. But if your name's on that book, it can never be removed. I like how we've said it before here. The things of the world, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and the lust of the eye.
That's right.
Those things are of the world.
Yeah.
But before I could get here and do any of those things,
yeah,
before Jacob and Esau had a chance to do good or evil, my name was already put in the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, what God put in that Lamb's Book, Brother Deskins,
yeah,
can never be removed. I don't care what you do. If your name's ever been in that Lamb's Book of Life, if it was put there before the foundation of the world, you might have problems. You might have issues. You might have flesh weaknesses. You might not think people like you. You might have money problems. You might have drinking problems. You might have whatever kind of issue problems. But if your name was ever put in that Lamb's Book of Life, rejoice about that. Because it can never be removed. That's what David said in Psalms 169. He said, if I make my bed in heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art right there with me too. He said, you know my thoughts far off. You know my members and every one of them in thy book were written. Oh, David wasn't all the way together good. In one sense, we've said it here before, if I read that Old Testament, at least what it lets me know about people, he was one of the worst people there was as far as making mistakes. But his members were written in God's book. He was a man after God's own heart. Oh, that's what made David rejoice, is he could see that word. He could rejoice over that, Brother Deskins. That's what I'm rejoicing over this morning. See, it's a good thing. To be able to rebuke the devil.
Yes, absolutely.
It's a good thing to be able to pray for the sick.
Yes.
And they get healed.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to say it again. Jesus wasn't putting that down.
No, not at all.
He was just saying, let me explain something. The devil can mimic those things.
Yeah. Right. Come on now.
Because the Bible also says, many in that day will come.
Uh-huh.
Have we not cast out devils in thy name?
Yeah.
Have we not done this or that? And Jesus will say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you. So don't put all your stock in that's all Jesus was saying. Yes, you got power. He even said, I gave you power to step on serpents and step over scorpions. And we're not fighting flesh and blood. We got the ability to defeat the devil. That's a great thing. But there's people that don't even have a new birth that are out there having healing campaigns and people are getting healed. There are people that don't have their names on the Lamb's Book of Life that have faith in certain things and see miracles happen.
That's right.
But if you never saw that, if you can see your name on that book, that you belong to God, that he redeemed you, that he always were always a part of him, that's what you rejoice over.
Yeah.
I might pray a lot, and I do, and I've seen things happen, but if I didn't, that don't stop me from serving God.
Right.
I know who I am, Brother Luckett. I know who I am. I'm like John. I've seen my name on the book.
Amen.
Now, Brother Branham taught us, and I want to go to a few things this morning, that there are some people, because he talked about this very thoroughly in the Church Seven Church Age book that he wrote. He said, the sovereignty of God sometimes, he said, people struggle with it, the election and predestination and foreknowledge of God. He said, but it's a simple truth that's in the Bible. And the first group he starts with, thank God, is the bride.
Right.
And there's other eternal attributes of God that's beyond the bride. We'll talk about a few of those in a little bit. But the point Brother Branham was making, there's people that will have their names in the Lamb's Book of Life, and it can never be removed.
Right. Amen.
You know what that means?
Because
that Lamb's Book of Life is God's record of his own life.
Right.
That's eternal life.
Yeah.
That means you have no beginning and you have no ending.
Amen.
That means you had no starting point and no ending point. Now you say, how does that work? Because I was born in 1980.
Right.
I was always a part of God's thinking. I was always in his mind.
Yeah.
I was always an attribute of God. That little predestinated seed he gave me was a part of him and always was a part of him. And that's what's manifesting before you today because it's been quickened to life. It had no start. It had no end. It started manifesting in this life that I'm living at my new birth. But as far as God's concerned, it was always part of his thoughts.
Amen.
Those he foreknew. Those he saw that would accept his word and go all the way.
Yeah.
He predestinated.
Yeah.
And those he predestinated, he called.
Yeah.
And those he called, he justified.
Yeah.
And those he justified, he glorified.
Yeah.
That group of people can never have their names removed off the Lamb's Book of Life.
Yeah.
He's already seen it.
Come on.
He's already seen it complete. He's already seen the work done. As far as God's concerned, it's already a finished work. I can't be lost no matter what I do. Oh, that ought to give the bride some rejoicing. Oh, I believe in living good. I really do. I believe in trying to serve God. I believe in wanting to do what He wants me to do, what He expects me to do, Brother Deskins. But rejoice not because you live good. Don't let that be what you're celebrating. Rejoice rather that Jesus come and paid the price and sat there 7 ages and then come and open the book so you can see your name in that book. Yeah. He said, you're not worthy, but I made you worthy. Amen. That's what you rejoice over this morning. He's paid it and your name can't ever be removed. Amen. Oh, this is a special hour. Amen. God's dealt with people all the way through time. God's always been dealing with His believers. It's just in this hour, Brother Destin, we have an open book. We see it a little bit clearer. We see it as it was written. We see what it really means. We see our part in that book. We see that we were a part of God's thinking, that we have a job to do, that we were His very attribute. I'm part of His eternal word. Oh, I can't be lost. I'm very much as a part of God. I'm 100% God. Amen. As much as you see me as 100% man. He'll never lose any of His. I'm just going to keep driving that point home. There's people that can never have their names removed. What did Jesus say? All the Father has given me will come, and I will not lose any. And no man shall be able to pluck them out of my hand. That's a promise. That's the word of God. You know, heaven and earth will pass away. Every man's word be a lie. But my word is true, and it will not fail in one place. He said, I won't lose any of mine. So, little bride, I'm talking about you this morning. You who have that new birth. You who have recognized your day in this message. Your name was put on that Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. And it can never be removed.
Amen.
That sounds pretty secure. That sounds pretty safe. That sounds like no, almost. I didn't close the door, and I can't open the door. You can't get in, you can't get out. I'm just glad I'm one of the ones on the inside. I'm the one with my name in the Lamb's book. That's who the bride of Jesus Christ is. My name's on that book and will never be removed. And down here as earth, you know me as Jeremiah, and you will continue to call me that. But the real me is that word of God up there. What I manifest every day of my life. I'm Luke 17 and 30 in action. I'm the children who had their hearts turned back. I'm the ones that are alive and remain. I'm the one that's taking the book and eat it. That's who I really am. And that's really me seeing my name on the book. I see the part of the scripture that I'm fulfilling. And I see that I am part of God's very word, and I can't have my name removed.
Amen.
Now this excites me. Because it don't stop there. Now I ain't done talking about us first. I'm going to soak in this a little bit. My name was put in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
So was yours. And that's what God, even though the fall happened, which allowed God to manifest His attributes, He was still not going to lose any of His. He made a way back. He sent a kinsman redeemer who paid the price and made a way back for us to put us in our original state. And so that He could make a new birth available to me. And I have a new birth, and now I'm living that life that I was supposed to be always.
Yes.
It's who I am. You know, a person can't help but be who they are. You can try to be somebody else, and it can go good for a little while. But there eventually comes a time, no matter how long you try to do that, you resort back to who you are. Well, I can't help but be who I am. I'm the foreknown of God, the elect, who had their names put in the book before the foundation of the world. Now, I want to slow down just a little bit here, because I'm excited. Because if my name's in that book and it's written in heaven, that means I'm on the heavenly roll, so to speak. That means I'm going to heaven. I always say it. I remember as a kid, how do you get to heaven? Is God real? All those questions you ask yourself. Well, I know the answer to those questions today. I know I get to go to heaven, Brother Lockett. And I'm excited about that. Because that's going to be a good place to go to. Made just for me. Made for my liking. Jesus said, I go and prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. I'm going to that place. My name's in the book, and I get to go and live forever and enjoy this thing called life even more than I already do. Oh, what a day that'll be. I'm on my way there. I already got one change about me already there. The new soul's already in me. I got a theology body waiting on me. But don't worry, when that rapture fully takes motion, I'm going to get both a glorified body and pick up that theophany, and I'm going to go to heaven and live forever. And I have proof of that because Jesus paid it all, and he made the book available in this day, come down the open book and showed me my name in the book. And that means I'm on the heavenly roll and I'm going to heaven. Revelation, the fifth chapter. Amen. Oh, you talk about those creeds and dogmas. I understand about being salty. I do. But it still does not change the fact that there's a group of people that cannot have their names removed. That's why Brother Childers would say over and over, I don't live good enough to make it. And I can't live bad enough to miss it. Because neither the before and after, the one doesn't get your name on the book and the other doesn't get your name off the book. If God put your name on the book, there's not a person, a man, a demon, a spirit that can take it off. Even yourself and all your own flaws that you call flaws can't remove your name off that book.
Amen, Lord. Amen.
And Lord, help me.
Help me
be what you want me to be. Help me live the way you want me to live. Help me do what you want me to do. That's always my desire.
Yes.
But I don't always live up to my desire. And so I thank God, Brother James, that I have an understanding according to the word that Jesus paid it all and he secured me and I got a new birth. And that's an indication that my name was always going to be on that Lamb's Book of Life and it can never be removed. I'm signed, sealed, and delivered. I'm on my way to heaven to live forever. I'm on my way, Brother Lockett. I'm well on my way. I'm already in process. The rapture's already in process. The shout's already happened. The voice is in the bride. I'm 2/3 there. And the trump's really the same thing. It's just the same word of God calling you to a wedding supper. And I'm going to change these bodies, but I'm well on my way, Brother Dustin. And I've been born again. I got a new soul. That soul is the very life of God. It's always been part of God. It's always been in his thinking. It's always been an attribute of God, and I already have that manifesting in my life. Oh, I'm well on my way. Don't let the devil tell you anything different. I know that I will not be satisfied until I awaken his likeness. I want that glorified body. I ain't stopping you. I want all three rims perfect. But I ain't going to let the devil tell me I'm not on my way. I'm well on my way. Enjoy the journey while you're going through it. Now, Revelation, the fifth chapter. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat upon the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And we know all about that. That ain't my message. The point is it was sealed. And I saw a strong angel proclaim with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look therein. That's a bad condition to be in. I want to tie the scripture in because, you know, in this day and hour, the book's been open. We're going to get down to where it's open. We can see in the book. We can see clearly our names in the book. But where I want to get to is I even see other names in the book. Most precious thing to me is my own name.
Yes.
The greatest sound to human ears, Brother Branham said, is when somebody says your name.
Yes.
I'm so glad that I can see myself in the book.
Amen.
But I'm also glad, Brother James, Oh, I'm jumping ahead a little bit. I can see some other names in that book.
Yes.
That in this hour of judgment,
yeah.
That I know how to deal with every person I meet.
Yeah.
I know how to judge them right.
Yeah.
Jesus said in St. John 8, I have it up here, 16. Yeah. He says, I don't judge no man after the flesh, but my judgment is true.
Yeah.
Well, I'm here this morning to let you know I judge no man after the flesh, but my judgment is true.
Yeah.
And the reason why I'm a righteous judge, Brother Deskins, is I got an open book.
Right.
I can look into the Word,
yeah.
Read in the lines,
yeah.
Between the lines,
yeah.
And judge people the right way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why Brother Children say, I don't want just anybody to judge me. Get your filthy hands off me, because you don't have a righteous judgment. But when you judge somebody according to the Word, the righteous judgment is judging somebody according to the Word. And that's how God judges, is by the Word. He don't judge by the Catholic Church or the Baptist Church or some creeds or dogma. He judges by the Word. You're either with the Word or you're not in the Word. You're either in it or out of it. But the bride this morning, it says my judgment's true.
Yeah.
Because I can see in the book,
yes.
I know how to judge correctly.
That's right.
Amen. Oh, I'm glad to be able to say that this morning.
Yes.
Amen.
Because when I get in that book, I realize it's not as hard to get to heaven.
That's right.
As I thought it was.
That's right.
Oh, I'm excited this morning, Brother James.
Yes.
Getting to heaven has been made easy by Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Jesus paid it all, period. It ain't up to your or my thinking.
Nope.
We got to drop our thinking anyhow.
Amen.
I was thinking about Brother Ted's testimony, which is true.
Yes.
If God lays something on your heart, and it's from God, He wants you to do it.
That's right.
I'm going to give you another side of that, though.
Yeah.
Your flesh ain't always going to like it.
That's right.
Just because it's on your heart, that 100% man ain't always jumping up and down.
No.
Oh, I don't like getting in front of people, but God told me to get in front of people. You got to overcome some things.
Yes.
Sometimes you got to drop your thinking.
Right.
Sometimes you got to lay self down yourself.
Right.
And let the God inside of you start talking.
Amen.
That's how that works.
Amen.
But I'm glad there's an open book.
Yes.
Because even when I had, you know, you say, well, Jeremiah, we had the Bible before the seals.
Yeah. Right.
True.
Yeah.
But you know what? All I had was a written form. And there's a part of that written form, there's some people that I put in heaven now, Brother Destin. But otherwise, I wouldn't have been put in. I'm just being truthful with you. There's a written word, has some law in it. And the law puts you in jail. But when Jesus came, it brought grace and truth. When he brought that open book, he stayed in the book. He just allowed you to see in between the lines. And see that Jesus made ways when there didn't seem to be a way.
Right.
And we're going to talk about that. But thank God that this book is open.
Amen.
Otherwise, we'd be like John.
Oh my.
Weeping much. You wouldn't be rejoicing this morning. You'd be weeping, trying to hope you're good enough to make it to heaven. But because the book's been opened, and we're in the second coming of Jesus Christ, and he come down and put his foot on land and sea, and said, here's the book in its open form. Let me show you what I've been doing. I've been forming a bride, and on and on and on. That's why we can see our names as clear as we see them, and why we can rejoice that our names are written in heaven.
Amen.
Now we can see it. John said, I wept much because no man was found worthy to open the book, to read the book, and neither to look thereon. But one of the elders saith unto me, oh, weep not.
Yes.
Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah,
yes.
The root of David,
wow.
Hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof.
Yes.
And behold, and lo, in the midst of the throne and the four beasts, in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns, seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth in all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. You can read that whole chapter. Point being is the book was closed at one point in time. Brother Moore preached it last Sunday. Jesus sat there seven church ages long as a mediator, winking at our ignorance, intercessing for us, saying they have some things that aren't altogether right, but I'll cover for them because they're believers for what they got. And until all seven names were revealed, he stood there. But when he had fulfilled that work of redemption, Brother Deskins, he said, I can get off the throne now.
I'm the one worthy to open the book. He went and grabbed that book that was sealed and says, now I'm going to take it down to earth. Because that's what Revelation 10:1. He come down and it says he was on earth, put his foot on land and sea with a little book in his hand. And it said it was open. Thank God that book got open.
Yes.
Because when John finally saw it open, he looked in and he rejoiced because he saw himself in that book. He was turned on when he said everything heard him shouting and singing for God. And that's what Jesus told us to do. Don't rejoice because all these other things happen. Rejoice because you see your names written in heaven.
Yes.
But this book has been open in this day and hour. And we can look on the inside. And first and foremost, it's most important you see yourself in it. Before I talk about anybody else, you need to see yourself in that book. Oh, it's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling is what the Bible says. Get the token for yourself. That's what you need to do. See your own name in the book. Don't let somebody else rejoice for you. It's good when James gets up here and gets excited. I enjoy that. I really do. It's good when Brother Dustin's up here testifying, getting excited. I enjoy that. That turns me on. But when I'm in the middle of this thing for myself, and I'm in the middle of looking in the book for myself, and I see my own name in that book, and I see the part I'm supposed to play, there's nothing like that. It's good James is having a good time, but I want to have a good time. I want to rejoice. I want to see my own name in the book, and thank God the bride of Jesus Christ has seen her name in that book.
Amen.
And here's the thing. We have an open book. We understand the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. We understand the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. That means that we should be able to know and deal with every person we meet. God's revealed it to us. We have righteous judgment. Let me read something here. Just to put it in for a witness. This is in 1963 from Y. Brother Brown says, if God is going to bring people to judgment, he's got to have something to judge them by. There's got to be some standard. If he's going to judge them by the Catholic Church, then if they judge them by the Roman Church, the Greek Church is lost. The other Catholic churches are lost. If you judge it by the Greek, the Roman is lost. If you judge it by the Lutheran, the Methodist is lost. If you judge it by the Methodist, the Lutheran is lost. He can't judge it by a church. There's too many different organizations of it. But God will judge the world, he said, by Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is the Word. And the Word is God. And he will judge them by this Bible, for this is the Word. That is God's standard. Now, if you read what I just said there, if you judge it by the Romans, Catholic Church, Luther would be lost. But somehow we look back and put Luther in and his group.
Right.
Not the denomination of Lutheranism today, that's off the word. But in that fifth church age, there was real believers. If God judged it by the Wesley Church, Pentecost would be lost. And on and on and on. But thank God we have an open book and can look all the way back. And first thought, what did we see? Those seven church ages up there. We have righteous judgments. We can see the names clearly, so to speak.
Yes.
We know who their leaders and messengers were. We can look in the book and we even see ourselves up there identify that last church age.
Yes.
But thank God we have a righteous judgment. Because
yes.
If we didn't know any better, we would only put one of those ages up in there.
Right.
Some people would say, you know, and they're not far off, they'd say Paul, everything Paul.
Yep.
And that's a really, really good start because the word had to be restored to what Paul had.
Right.
But that still was closed book.
Yeah.
We need an open book, Brother Deskins. So that we can see everybody that we need to take. But God judges by his word. And I'm glad he does, Brother Lockett. And we are a special group of people. The bride of Jesus Christ. That understand the word of God. That has a righteous judgment. We understand how a person can go to heaven. Why? Because we understand the Word of God.
Amen.
Why? Because the book's been opened.
Right.
First, we've seen our own name in the book, but do you realize that's a special place to be? Because I'm going to talk about some people that don't know who they are, but they still get to go to heaven. But you know who you are. You see your names written in the book. And I'm glad this book is open. And let me put some things in there. There, you know, it's by love. And then, and even Peter said that God's really not willing any man should perish. But you know what? There's going to be some people that don't make it to heaven. They will perish. We don't read that too much. Let's go over. There's other scriptures in this. Revelation 21 real quick. I'll throw a scripture in for you. So we have an open book. We understand everybody in class of people that we meet. Amen. Revelation 21, verse 7 and 8. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Amen. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. There is a group of people that will not be in heaven.
Right.
Brother Branham said there's even people that had their name in the book of life that eventually gets it removed.
Right.
And he talked about Judas, because I want to break some of this down for you. I want to talk about people in righteous judgment. Judas cast out devils.
Yes.
Judas healed in his ministry.
Yes.
He did the things that the other disciples did. But you know where Judas didn't make it to? He never made it to the upper room. Brother Branham said he never went all the way with the Word of God. And he used Judas as an example that somebody that had their name in the book of life, but will have it blotted out. And I got to save some time this morning because, you know, Brother Branham was dealing with people that wanted witnesses, but he used so many scriptures. He used Exodus, how Dan and Ephraim, the tribes, had their names removed out of the representative tribes because they went into idolatry. He said, I have other scriptures where he says God removing names from the book. But Judas has his name removed.
Right.
There really are unbelievers out there. And even some of those people that are in church that have signs and wonders that never went all the way with the Word of God. I'm not trying to celebrate they're going to hell. It's just facts. That's what the Word tells me.
Amen.
They're make-believers. Why? Because they can't go all the way with the Word.
Amen.
That's the problem. They don't like, they like part of it, but don't want all of it. They like the part that maybe that makes them feel good, but doesn't like the part that rebukes them. They like the part that might promise them good things and the prosperity gospel, but they don't want the one that says, get with it, get to work, work harder, rebuke. They don't go all the way with the Word. It's like Judas. Thank God we're not in that class. But my righteous judgment actually has to tell me there are people alive today that will not be in heaven. I want to get them out of the way because I don't like talking about them too much.
Right.
But I'm going to throw it in. And you know, I'm going to say this. You should, because I'm going to make getting to heaven this morning. My goal is here to show you how easy God's made it to get to heaven.
Amen.
And I understand that because I can read the book very clearly.
Right. Yes.
But my intent's not to also tell you don't worry about things. You need to be in church for yourself.
Yes.
You need to see your own name in the book.
Yes.
It needs to be personal to you.
Amen.
But regardless of what you can do or not, thank God that Jesus paid it all.
Amen.
Now, I want to go through some scriptures here. And I'm going to read them first, and then we're going to talk about it a little bit. Acts, the 16th chapter. This one means a lot to me. I'm just going to read you examples where God saved people or sealed people or sent them to heaven. It'll help you about a judge right. When you can read this book and look into it and see the Word, and you can see the very different manifestations that people have. Because that's what it's all about. You know, Pharaoh manifests the scripture in here. He was raised by God for a purpose, for destruction. I want my purpose to be according to His Word, the truth. I don't want to be like Pharaoh. But as Brother Branham said, God will judge by the Word. Acts, the 16th chapter. This is Paul and Silas in jail. And we know that he was a keeper of the prisons. He was supposed to keep him in. And Paul and Silas was singing praises to God, and suddenly there's an earthquake, and the doors were open, and this jailer's like, oh, my Lord, they're going to kill me.
Yeah.
Verse 28, but Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here.
Right.
Yeah. Think about that. Paul was so confident in what God was doing for him. Because,
right.
You know, I think about myself, Brother James. I'm locked up.
Yeah,
I see those doors open. I'm running as fast as I can for freedom. Paul knew God was working so much, though. He sat there and said, don't worry, we all here. We're not in no hurry. Yeah, no matter what you do, you ain't going to lock me back up anyhow. Just calm down for a minute. Don't do yourself no harm. He called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Oh, that's what we're talking about this morning. How do people get their names written in that book, Brother James? What must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And thy house. Oh, my. You can't leave that part out. That helps me have some righteous judgment, Brother Mike. If you let that part out, I wouldn't put people into heaven that I'm allowed to put in heaven. But when Paul said, don't panic, believe on him, you'll be saved, and thy house. And then I have an open book down here and realize the token showed up down here that some of your house can go with you because you have the token and you're applying it to them. Oh, that gets me excited. That causes me to rejoice. Because who else would you want to go with you more than the people that you love? Oh, I know people make it hard. Oh, they want to put so many schisms and isms around that scripture. They want to put so many rules around that scripture. The only rule I'm going to give you is Jesus paid it all. Now, there's got to be a believer somewhere in the midst. I'll put that in there too. There needs to be a token somewhere. But that house part afterwards, as long as the first person had a token, the house part afterwards is taken care of. Oh, I thank God for that understanding.
Amen.
I believe God. I see my name written in the book. And I have a token. And because I believe God and have a token, my house can be saved too.
Amen.
Oh, that's righteous judgment right there.
Amen.
Oh, but Brother Jeremiah, they're not in the church with you, or they don't do this like you do. Don't worry about it. I got righteous judgment. I believe God. I have a token. And my Bible tells me that my house can go with me. Oh, I'm taking some cousins, Brother Deskins. I'm taking some aunts, uncles, grandparents. I'm even taking some friends. Oh, it's a good place to have that token. It's a good place to be to see your name in the book. It's a good place you got to apply that token. That's why I said get it for yourself first. But when you get it for yourself, go ahead and apply it to your loved ones. Oh, you see why I rejoice in this. Oh, it's good the devils respond to me.
Yeah.
But I'm more excited this morning that I get to take my loved ones with me.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good I've seen healings. But I'm more excited this morning that my cousin down in Alabama is going with me.
Yeah.
Oh, that gets me excited, Brother James. Oh, I'm glad that I see all the miracles of God.
Yeah.
But the fact I got rest to take my loved ones, that I see their name on the book.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my. Talk about a time.
Amen.
That's why Michael was saying for Wednesday night, he saw some Allens here.
Yeah.
That's just a small portion.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm taking as many as I can get.
Yeah.
And I won't take one more than I should.
Oh.
Only those that were predestinated in the mind of God get to go.
Yeah.
But I thank God I have an open book. And I look in the scripture. And I see my loved ones get to go.
Amen.
Oh, that gets me excited. I'm going to read something for you. This is one of my points. When the book's open, there's only one word to open the book. And you look therein, the names are just what they are. I'll be real honest with you. I don't really get to change those names. I already told you. Names put on Lamb's Book of Life for the foundation of the world. It can never be removed. Oh, I thank God for that understanding.
Amen.
I'm just trying to tell people, don't get mad about the names. Just rejoice in the names.
Yes.
Just be glad people get to go to heaven.
Amen.
I've said it before here. I get excited when I get to see people get to go to heaven.
Yes.
It gets me joy. Come and go with me.
Yes.
To my Father's house.
Right.
I'll even start before. I get joy when people come to church with me. This is the best thing you can have on this side. This is what you need on this side. This brings the answers to every problem you'll have on this side. You should get to church.
Yeah.
But I'm also glad I can still read the names. Because
yeah.
Whether you ever darken these doors, if you're one of my people in my house,
yeah.
Come and go with me.
Yes.
Let's read this here for a minute. This is Brother Branham. He said this in multiple places, but this was in the fifth seal. And for those that go back and read, I'm going to start one paragraph and jump to save a little time, but I'll read it the way it's supposed to be read for you critics. And the voice said, "You've been gathered to your people like Jacob," because Brother Branham got put over beyond the curtain of time, was gathered to his people. I said, "All these are my people? Are all these Branhams?" He said, "No, these are your converts to Christ." And he walked about and saw a woman. He remembered having a new birth at 90 years old, and she was a young woman. And things like that. So I'm jumping on the paragraph 4. He said, well, it's beyond perfect. He was talking about being over there. It's not sublime. It's beyond sublime. There's no name you can think of. There ain't words in the vocabulary to say it. You've just arrived. That's all. Well, and I thought, well, this would be perfect. Jumping on down. This is perfection, plus perfection, plus perfection. Oh, this is wonderful. This is Brother Branham as a man trying to describe what heaven was like.
Wow.
Well, isn't this wonderful? And I thought, and I heard something. Oh, I like this stuff, brother.
Yes.
That's the stuff we've heard before here. I heard something like a horse. And I looked at my little saddle horse that I used to ride, Little Prince. I thought so much of him. Here he was standing there by me and put this head over on my shoulder to hug me. I used to give him sugar, you know, and I put my arm around him. I said, "Prince, I know you'd be here." He loved him. We're talking about a horse. And you want to stop people. I'm talking about a horse. And Prince, I knowed you'd be here. And I felt something lick my hand. There was my old coon dog. His name was Fritz. And he talked about how the old man killed Fritz. And Brother Branham said, "I want to go kill that man." I like to put that in here because some people think Brother Branham never had any emotion or no bad thoughts. He wanted to kill that man. God stopped. He said later he actually converted him to Christ. He said, "There was Fritz standing there licking me on the hand. And I looked. I couldn't cry. Nobody could cry. It was all joy.
Yes.
It was all happiness. You couldn't die because it was all life. Couldn't get old because it was all youth. Oh, it's just perfect." I thought, oh, isn't this wonderful?
Amen.
And the millions, oh my, I was right at home. Oh, what a day that'll be, people. I got to keep stopping going in front of that. And I heard a voice cried out. Now listen to this. "All that you ever loved."
Amen.
Amen.
Oh my. It's real.
"And all that loved you."
Yeah. Yeah.
"God has given to you."
Amen.
I said, "Praise the Lord."
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Oh, Brother Branham, I'm like you.
Oh, yes.
I accepted the prophet and I received a prophet's reward.
Yes.
Oh, I understand my house can be saved.
Yeah.
All that loved me and all that I've ever loved, God has given them to me. He's given them to you.
Yeah.
Rejoice in that. I'm like Brother Branham. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, there's another people I see get to go to heaven.
Yes.
Oh, that gets me excited.
Yeah.
Don't rejoice because all the miracles all together. Yeah, that's good. Praise God for that. But really rejoice because your name's in heaven.
Yeah.
Oh, my loved ones get to go with me. That gets me more excited.
Yes.
Then a healing's going to happen tomorrow. I'll be healed on this side and still grow old and die. But I'm going to a place with my loved ones That's eternal.
Amen.
That's perfect. That's beyond perfect.
Yes.
That's beyond sublime. That I can't even describe with the English language. I'm going there.
Right.
And my loved ones will be with me.
Amen.
My dogs will be with me.
Yes.
My favorite this and that will be with me. In another place, Brother Branham said his rocking chair was there.
Yes.
And we got people wanting to stop us or take their loved ones when Brother Branham's rocking chair was there.
Right.
Oh, you make it too hard.
Yeah.
I've got the book open. I see the names in the book. And my loved ones get to go with me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Amen.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
How can you not rejoice over that?
Right.
You say, well, Brother Jeremiah, that's all good and dandy. As long as here comes those conditions.
Yeah.
You know, I love that scripture that brother used Wednesday night with Moses. I hadn't read that in so long. I'll be honest with you, I'd forgot about that scripture being even in the Bible. And Brother Moses basically said, Lord, repent.
Right, right.
I want these people, I want that unconditional covenant.
Right.
Well, I'm like that.
Amen.
God, I want that unconditional covenant.
Amen.
So stop putting conditions. Well, Jeremiah's fine, you're going to take your loved ones if. And where they go, as long as they come to church and get born again, like you do. But a man of God told me one time that had a chance to look inside the book. And he saw names in there called Old Testament saints.
Yeah.
And he saw names in there called foolish virgins.
Yeah.
He saw names in there called righteous people.
Amen.
People that didn't even get a new birth on this side.
That's right.
That died first. That somehow still made it to heaven.
Right.
And God said, you know what? After I studied this thing, there's been more people that got a nature change after they died.
Yeah.
And then I see people that got it while they were alive.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh.
Thank God we've looked inside this book.
Yeah.
That's scriptural. I ain't making this stuff up. I can go give you the scripture. I got it in Matthew 27. And Jesus went down to hell, and he brought them out with him, and they appeared to many. And they had to go to hell. Why? Because the new birth hadn't been made available yet. The Holy Ghost had not been yet given, is what John said. But here comes Jesus, paid the price. He made the Holy Ghost available.
Yes,
you don't limit God.
No.
Jesus already had those Old Testament saints in his mind before the foundation of the world. God ain't bound by your time. He paid the price for the Old Testament saints, for the New Testament saints, for every class of people. Jesus paid it all. And he went down there and said, Old Testament saints, I'm going to give you the new birth now.
Yeah.
And he brought them out with him, James.
Amen.
And they went raptured up in the air and out of there.
Amen.
Oh, that gives me joy.
Oh, my.
If he can do that for the Old Testament saints,
yes.
If he can do that for the foolish virgin,
yes.
Why can't he do that for my loved ones that never come to church?
Amen.
Oh, I prefer they do. It would help them.
Yeah.
No different why you want Adam to come back.
Right.
No different than why we want Michael to come back. But if they don't, I got an open book. I've looked inside the book. My judgment is righteous. I judge according to the word. I don't make anybody go. If you're not in the word, I can't make you go. That's why the people that are going to be burned in a lake of fire, I can't change that. No matter how much I'd like to change that. They're already in the book as such. Their name's going to be removed. But if your name's in that book, it can never be removed. Oh, my. I don't care what limits I want to put on God. Your name ain't getting off that book.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen, Lord.
All the Father's given me will come.
Hallelujah.
Jesus paid it all anyhow.
Amen.
Oh, I think he's the one that made the token available to where I can even put it on my loved ones.
Amen.
Now, I'm running out of time, but I'm going to at least read these verses, and then I'll talk about them later. I just want to show you some things. And this light is reflecting on this thing, but Matthew 27:52, that's the Old Testament saints I just talked about. I'm going to skip that one. And then turn with me to Luke 23:43. I'm just going to give you some examples. When you look inside the book, instead of looking who you send to hell, you start looking for who you can get to heaven.
Yeah.
That's what it does. It changes your mindset.
Yeah.
And non-seed, there's nothing to quicken anyhow.
That's
the problem. And non-seed, there's nothing to quicken. I'm looking for the ones going with me. The ones going to live eternally with me. Luke 23, Verse 43. I'm just trying to show you how Jesus paid it all in making a way for people instead of making it so hard. And I'll jump down to verse 39 first. And one of the malefactors which were hanging railed on him, saying, "If thou be the Christ, save thyself and us." But the other answered, rebuked him, saying, "Dost thou not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss." And he said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Oh, I ain't got time to break it all down, but I'm just telling you, that wasn't the normal. That wasn't the normal way. And it's just like I tell me people, the normal way, get up here and get baptized. We should.
Yeah, sure.
But if you run out of time, you ain't never been baptized. I got a way.
Yeah,
I got things in the book that still make a way. I thank God that He's made this way for us.
Yes.
He's made this ability. Turn with me to Matthew 25. I just want to throw some of these examples in and talk about these classes of people.
Right.
So we get mad at the 11th hour worker because we don't think they paid as much as we paid. But they get the same pay as we get paid. I just want people to get to go to heaven. Where I go, you may be also, is what he said. Oh, I'm glad he said it that way. Because I want people there with me. Oh, we know this scripture pretty well. Those have been here for a while. I'll start with verse 31, Matthew 25. "And when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he set upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations. And he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd dividing his sheep from the goats." Brother Branham always said those words in these scriptures mean something. As a shepherd. Because his sheep, his bride, was already in his fold. We went in the rapture. This is after. This is the general resurrection. And I ain't got time to go into all of that, but you realize there's coming a white throne judgment. We're all in St. John 5 shall rise. And there will be a white throne judgment. And that's what happens with this group of people right here. That's this judgment we're talking about. "And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. And then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." I see another group of people he's putting in heaven. I can see their names clearly in the book. I got to judge these people right then. Just because they didn't wasn't exactly like me doesn't mean they don't get the eternal life, because Jesus said they do. "For when I was hungered and ye gave me meat, I was thirsty and ye gave me drink, I was a stranger and ye took me in, naked and ye clothed me, I was sick and ye visited me, I was in prison and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, insomuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." That's Revelation 21 and 8, the same thing. But you know what he put those other people? He said, Come into the kingdom, prepared for you. Inherit the kingdom, prepared for you from the foundation of the world. That sounds like another group of people, Brother Dustin, that God saw before the foundation of the world. That's what I just said. See, all these class of people, anybody that goes to heaven has eternal life just like you have.
Yeah.
You just got to manifest yours on this side as the bride of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But you realize when we get to heaven, there ain't this hierarchy, oh, we're the bride and you're this.
No.
It's all eternal life. That's all it's going to be over there, because everything else is casted into the lake of fire. The foolish virgins are eternal. The righteous are eternal. Loved ones are eternal. 144,000 are eternal. Souls on the altar are eternal. It all had to be eternal life is what's only going to be on the other side. All their names will be and remain in that Lamb's Book of Life in order to be on that other side. You say, why are you going through this? I'm just quickly trying to show you God, we have an open book. We can see the word of God. We judge by the word. We see these classes of people that God puts into heaven.
Amen.
And people make it hard sometimes to get to heaven. But I learned right here, if you give a righteous one a drink of water, Brother James, God can make a way for you. If you feed me when I'm hungry, God can make a way for you. We know this quite well. This has been preached here. That foolish virgin righteous class, they're coming to heaven with me. And all it took was just a glass of water. That's why when somebody can help me, I get joy out of it.
Yeah.
Give me that water. Give me that shovel. Whatever you can do for me, because I'm God. Because Jesus said, when you've done it to one of the least of these, you've done it unto me.
Amen.
So when they do it to you, it's like doing it to God.
Right.
And then I judge them right.
Yeah.
I have a righteous judgment.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, you got to come to church. Same man of God sometimes. Since there's some people I don't invite to church.
Amen.
Oh, that hurts people. He said, "That's not. They're not that class of people."
Right.
Brother Bram said, "These foolish virgins, those other five unwise virgins." He said, "They're out in the denomination. Billy Graham and Oral Roberts preach to them. They don't come in amongst special believers. It goes over the top of their head. Just leave them alone, thinking, doing what they're doing. They're serving God's purpose by being the class they are."
Right.
There's some people that just treat me good.
Yeah.
Let them be. Judge them right.
Amen.
There's some people I do invite to church. I'm not acting like I never do, but I'm just saying we have a righteous judgment. We have an open book.
That's right.
This is the hour to know these things. So one of the least of these is you, the bride of Jesus Christ. When you wake up tomorrow and you go to work tomorrow, just remember, as people treat you, they're treating God.
Yes.
Scripture plainly says it. When did we see you hunger? When did we see you thirst? When you did it to the least of these, you done it unto me.
Right.
Oh, you're taking too much upon yourself, Jeremiah. Well, I'll probably always use going forward a lot. I'm 100% man, 100% God. Don't get nervous. But you better believe there's 100% God right here.
Amen.
And people treat me, they're treating God.
Right.
And there's going to come a time where they go into eternal life. It's a kingdom prepared for them before the foundation of the world. That's who you are when you walk out there.
Amen.
You're the ones that give people ability to even fulfill that scripture.
That's right.
And you know what? The ones that were in God's mind before the foundation of the world, the ones that he foreknew and saw do this, they're going to get right there and do exactly what they're supposed to do.
Yes. Amen.
And then you can rejoice.
Yes.
Rejoice first, your own names in heaven.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead and rejoice, your loved ones going with you.
Yes.
Then we can rejoice. We got some people that's helped us along the way going with us, brother.
Amen.
All this thing turns me on.
It does.
This gets me excited. I know I keep saying it, but it does mean something to me. The title this morning, by the way, is Rejoice Because Your Names Are Written in Heaven.
Yes.
I thank God for healings.
Yeah, sure.
But I'll tell you what turns me on more than that.
Yes.
Is when I got a foolish virgin or that class of people in Matthew 25 that treats me good, Brother Jim.
Yeah.
And I see God in action.
Yes.
I see God fulfilling scripture. And I understand that Jesus prepared a place for them before the foundation of the world is what that scripture says. Oh, that turns me on.
Yeah.
They get to go to heaven. Just like you and I get to go to heaven. Just, you know, I'm going to skip a scripture here. But remember, this point I'm trying to make is God's making ways. I see the names in the book. He said in Romans 11:25, he said, don't be ignorant. He said, blindness in Israel was in part so that the fullness of the Gentiles could come in. God blinded Israel so he could get us. But you know what's so great about God? He says, but don't worry, Jews, I got you covered. I ain't forgot about you. So Revelations chapter 6, verse 9. I'll just read it real quick, just so you have witness. When he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. Brother Ramick explains that this is in the fifth seal, and the fourth seal, the bride's already raptured. So this ain't the bride. And he clearly explains it, but they held to a testimony to that which the bleed. And he said, that's those Jews down through the ages. They got killed by Hitler and people like that. But were real Jews that held to what they believed, holding to Christ, not forgetting him and compromising. He said, God made a way for him. And he even used Romans 11 there. He said, yeah, God, don't forget God hit blinded Israel
right.
So that we could get in.
Right.
But he still made a way for them too.
Sure.
So we always say God makes every wrong right.
Yeah,
he's got the whole thing in his hands. Don't worry about it. He's got it all covered.
Right.
He even took care of Jews and the church ages that remained faithful to their beliefs.
Right.
Who held to the words of their testimonies.
Yeah,
called souls under the altar.
Right.
Brother Branham said they'll come up that great white throne judgment, that general second resurrection as well. He said, and they got white robes. The scripture says they give them white robes.
Yeah.
He said, why, Brother Branham said, why would they be given white robes if they're not going to eternal life? So there's another class, Brother James.
Right.
You know, and Brother Branham said, you know, Luther, this is why an open book's important. He said Luther thought every Jew was basically the Satan incarnate. Because he thought, you guys are the ones that killed Christ. Luther didn't have the open book that you and I have. Better look all the way back and say, yeah, but God blinded them. Don't blame them, Luther. God blinded their eyes. And those that are real Jews, I'm going to make a way for them. I'm going to call them the souls on the altar. They're still going to heaven. Luther could have never done that. But you and I can't. Because we have a righteous judgment. We have an open book. I want to put one more class in here and talk about real quick. Revelation 7. You can do a lot with open book. That's exactly right. Revelation 7, verse 4. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. That's another class of people. We understand that the bride's going to get raptured. God's going to send Moses and Elijah and preach to those Jews. It's going to be 144,000 sealed that will go into heaven and be with us. That's God going back to them. Our days, Gentiles' days will be fulfilled. We'll be raptured out of here. And Brother Branham used back there, Joseph was a perfect, he said it was a type of Christ. He said when Joseph got married, he put his bride in the palace, and he wanted to see Benjamin. And he made some food for Benjamin, so to speak. He says, bring me Benjamin. So Benjamin was a type of 144,000. God's going to go back to that 144,000, back to the Jews, reveal himself to them. They're going to say, are we the ones that caused those wounds? They're going to repent, and he's going to say, don't worry, I paid it all. Come and go with me. Jesus paid it all, people.
Amen.
He made a way when there seemed to be no way. He had, God had people in his mind that we didn't even understand fully until this day and this hour.
Amen.
He had people's names in that book of life that we wouldn't even know how to put to heaven until this hour, until the book was open and showed us all these things. We even understand the class of people because of the open book.
Yes.
We know how to place these people, when they're coming up and how they even get to heaven. And the thing is, they're all eternal, part of God, part of his mind before the foundation of the world. And we're just the bride that's getting raptured and going to a wedding supper. And thank God our names will not be removed by anybody that ends up over in heaven with us.
That's right.
Well, names will remain.
Amen.
On that Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
Rejoice not because of all the miracles. Rejoice because you see your names written in heaven.
Amen.
Thank God he made a way.
Right.
See, I don't walk around just looking at people thinking, you ain't like me. And my creeds and dogmas 20 years ago would almost have me doing that.
Yeah.
You ain't like me. If you had the Holy Ghost conditions, you do blah, duh, duh. You fill in the blank. We all had our blank. But when I understood unconditional covenant, and I saw an open book, and I saw my name in there, first and foremost, the most important thing, see your own name. And then I really saw that book open, I see these other people's classes of people fulfilling scripture. I'm like, wait a minute. Well, I got my nose down on them.
Yeah.
All that person's supposed to do is give me a glass of water.
Right.
They don't have to come to church like I go to the same church I go to.
That's right.
That's even why sometimes in the bride ranks, message ranks, we almost think we got schism, schism in it. But not everybody has to see exactly everything that we see or vice versa.
Right.
Just recognize your day and his message. Don't worry about whether they see everything you see or you see everything they see. We all believe one message, one faith, one Lord, one baptism. We're seeing it being manifested to us Wednesdays here. People come down and preach it to us. They're preaching the truth, Brother Duskins. I'm amen in what they're preaching. They're going to be in heaven. Oh, but you don't go to church where I go to church, or you didn't do what I do. That's a bunch of garbage. And I only know that because I've seen inside the book. God's made it easier to get to heaven than I thought. He paid it all. Jesus really did pay it all. And he's got classes of people. He's got Jews that he blinded for our sake, that he's got made a way for them. He's got souls on the altar, 144,000. He's got foolish virgins and righteous class. He's got people that treat me good. He's got my loved ones. And most importantly, he's got me taken care of.
Amen. Right.
And I go around, I know everybody I meet and how to treat them. Just as much as some people treat God good because they treat me good, there's people that treat God bad with how they treat me. There's both. But we understand it and know how to place these people. I'm going to read a couple of quotes to back some of this up, and then we'll close. Brother Branham. I read this one a lot, but I like it. The Token, 1963. Believe for safety. Then apply. Here's what you believe for, see? You want your own safety. You believe for your safety, and then apply the token for the whole family. You say, how can I do that? Claim it. If it worked on you, then you and the Word becomes one. Amen, amen. Amen. See, it works for both of you. You and the Word are one, and then apply it to your children. Apply it to your loved ones. Like Rahab did, she applied the token to her father. She applied it to her mother. She applied it to her brothers and sisters and got them all in. You apply, say, Lord, I'm going after my son. I'm going after my daughter. I claim her. Satan, you turn her loose. I'm coming after. I apply my token. Oh, Holy Spirit that lives with me, catch my daughter there. I'm going to her now with your anointing on me. He'll do it. Amen. That promise is ours. It's in the scripture. He took chairs, horses, dogs. All that he loved will be there. All my loved ones will be right there with me. Just read this right quick. And then we'll get close out. This is in Church Day's book now. Brother Man said, let's go another step, but before we do, let us review our case thus far. This is when he was talking about classes of people. First of all, we know most assuredly that the purpose of God stands in election. It was purposed in himself. It was God's purpose to bring forth a people like unto himself that would be a word bride. She was chosen before the foundation of the world in him. She was foreknown and beloved before she was ever brought forth during the ages upon the earth. She was redeemed by his blood and can never come into condemnation. She can never be in judgment because sin cannot be imputed unto her. Romans 4:8, blessed is the man whom the Lord will not impute sin. But indeed she shall be with him in his throne of judgment, judging the world, even angels. 1 Corinthians 6:2, know you not the saints shall judge the world. Her name, each of her members, was written in a section of the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. Secondly, there is another class. Their names are also in the Book of Life, and they will come up in the second resurrection. Such are the foolish virgins and the righteous, as are spoken of Matthew 25. In this class are also those who do not claim the beast or become involved in the Antichrist system, but die for their faith, even though they are not in the bride, not having been born again. He even tells you they weren't born again on this side.
Wow.
But they will come up in the second resurrection and go into eternal life. We understand these classes. That's, you know, we talked about some of them. Souls under the altar, for example. Thirdly, there are borderline Christians, such as we saw in Israel coming out of Egypt. These had their names in the Book of Life and their works written in the books. These have failed to obey God and being void of the Spirit, though even the signs and wonders were amongst them, will have their names removed from the Book of Life. Amongst this group will be the ones like Judas, who, though entirely void of the Spirit but are religious, will have manifestation in their lives, and though on the books were not the elected in him, such also are as Balaam will be in that group. And fourth and finally are ones whose names have never or will ever be written on the books. Such are found in Revelation 13:8 and Revelation 17:8, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. The beast which thou sawest and is not shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition, and they that dwell on the earth shall wonder whose names were not written at the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they beheld the beast that was and is not and yet is. Jesus said that a certain group would accept one who came in his own name. That one is the Antichrist, and that is exactly what it says of them in Revelation 13:8 and 17:8. These were ordained of God, but not unto election, and with this group is such as are Pharaoh. It says of him, even for the same purpose have I raised ye up, vessels of wrath fitted to destruction. Romans 9:17 and 22. None of these would be placed on the records of life. Brother Brandon says, I'm not saying that there's no record of them. No doubt there is some kind of record of them, but not in the records of life. Their purpose of existence has been dealt with slightly in the rest of the book, but we can add two scriptures. Proverbs 16:4, the Lord hath made the wicked for the day of evil. Job 21:30, the wicked is reserved to the day of destruction. They shall be brought forth of the day of evil. Went through that just to talk to you about what we see inside the book.
Right.
That's why we could go, Brother Branham could go through those people. The bride, the first virgin, the righteous, the 144,000 souls on the altar. People like Judas that will have their names removed. People who, like Pharaoh, that's never, names were never even written in the book of life. Just put, raised up for the wrath and destruction. We're in an hour. Jesus stopped when it's first coming because it wasn't the time to go in all this. But in this day, we understand it. We are in that second part of Isaiah 61 now. But rejoice not because devils are subject unto you. But rather, rejoice because your names are written into heaven. Thank God our names are written on that book. Thank God we're going and can never have our names removed. And then I get excited. I see some other people going to heaven. Loved ones and Phillips versions and people treating us good. On and on and on. 144,000. What a day that will be. Come on, musicians, let's sing that. God is good. Remember the request, the announcements. Come back Wednesday, ready to see God in action again. Yes, go ahead. Go right ahead. Give me.
I wanted to testify this morning before church, and I thought, you know what? If God wants me to testify, I'll hold it. It's fine. But when you were talking, I remembered when we went to Washington, D.C. on that class trip, we went to the National Cathedral. It was beautiful, just one of the prettiest churches you'll ever go to. And they were talking about, they gave us a story of how the priest used to talk in a foreign language than the people knew. And, you know, this is just so contradictory to what we have here. I'm just thankful that God gives me the outlines. He gives me this clear direction.
Amen.
Sister Michelle had testified about her mom. And so as soon as she did that, I've been experiencing some of those things with my mom. I know exactly how to handle it because all of the examples that I've had from this body. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for my husband. He's, you know, just... My life is blessed, you know, and I wanted to, when I came in this morning, I was thinking, man, God touched my mom this week. You know, I've been in the emergency room with her. She's got some things going on, but I know how the story is going to end.
Amen.
If the Lord took her now, it's okay. I know where she's going, but he's not. You know, he's going to keep her here with me because I asked.
Amen.
Because I held on to that. What they said on Wednesday, God told us about these promises.
Amen.
And I'm just holding them to it.
Yes.
I'm blessed, and I don't want to take it for granted.
Amen. God's been good to us. He gives us answers before sometimes we even know it's coming. He knows what we need, and he takes care of us. And the only Believe book, page 204, I believe, is Key of G. What a day that'll be. There is coming a day when no harm.